insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program. Inshallah, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to understand a few more of his verses. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya ayyuhan nas i'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
We didn't get to completely explain verse 22. But before explaining the details of this verse again, let me give the bigger picture of what these number of verses are doing. From the beginning of verse 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to tell us that the right way to live our life, what is going to benefit us, is to believe in Him and worship Him. And in the following verses, He tries to explain to us why, so that we can understand. In verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is the one that created the earth the way it is, that we can live on it. And He created the skies, and He sends water from the skies, which is the rain. And through that water, He brings to life a lot of crops that are sustenance, and we survive by consuming them. So at the end of this verse, He says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So you should not set up equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who created us, He just explained. He's the one that takes care of the world. To understand this piece, we need to give a little bit of explanation of what the people, the disbelievers at that time were saying. The disbelievers at the time of the Prophet, they were polytheists, they were mushrikeen. In other words, as the other many other verses in the Holy Quran indicate, they did believe in God or in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wasn't their problem. They had other problems. One of their problems, which was one of their biggest problems, was that they believed in other lords, other arbab. Okay, the idols were not God in the sense that they were the creators. What they believed in was that these idols had powers. Some of these idols, like the Greek gods, they say the god of the wind, the god of the seas, or the god of this or that. Astaghfirullah. These are, they believed that these other beings are controlling. They control the seas, they control the winds, they control sustenance, they control this or that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first says that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created all of this. And He is the one that controls it, because how could someone create it and it be totally in 100% dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and somebody else be taking care of it? No, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it and it continues to take care of it. He is the one that controls the seas and the skies and the winds and the rains and all of that. So you should not set up equals to Allah that they are also controlling. Yes, He controls some things and these other gods control other things. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything and He controls everything. He's in charge of everything. At the end it says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ So do not set up equals to Allah while you know. What is this referring to, while you know? I mean, if they knew, then why would they be doing that? Well, it seems like it's referring to this, that if you know, if you have knowledge, if you have understanding, okay, you should know that that's not the case. You should know that this idol that you made yourself, that you shaped into this form, this was a stone you got from the mountain, or it was wood, or sometimes they even had idols made of dates. They would, you know, take the seeds out of the dates and make it into an idol, and then when they got hungry and they didn't have anything else to have, they would eat the idol. This is, you should know, if you have understanding, you should know that this idol that you have made with your own hands, you have crafted with your tools, is not going to be equal. This has no power. So don't put anything else. When you have understanding, if you understand, which they did believe, that God is the creator, if you do understand this, and it's very logical, and we've explained a number of times, if one does understand this point, then to think somebody else is going to have power in this world, that is wrong. If you know this, if you have understanding, you shouldn't put anyone equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us a different situation. In other words, we're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell us that we need to worship Him. Now, when we want to worship Him, what commands are we supposed to listen to? What are we supposed to follow? Now obviously we're reading the Holy Qur'an. The Holy Qur'an is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to His last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, worship your Lord, part of that is, listen to what this prophet of mine, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling you, this book that I am revealing to him. Now, some people may have argued, and they did argue at those times, yes, we believe in God, but who says that you are the messenger? Who says that what you are saying, the words, these beautiful and eloquent words that you are telling us, who says that these are revelations from God? This is made up by yourself. You've gone and talked to the Jews and the Christians and come up with these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. And if you are in doubt concerning what we have sent down to our servant, referring to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, then bring a surah like it. At least a surah. This Holy Quran has got 114 surahs. If you can, only bring one surah. If you have doubt, if you think that this is not from the Lord, if you think this is not from God, and you think it's man-made, then you're a human being too. You have the same capabilities. Some of you are even literate, The Holy Prophet was known as he had never been taught how to read or write. So some of you who are literate, they know how to read and write. They have had access to those books. If you can, you put together one surah, not five surahs, not 10 surahs, not 114 surahs, one surah, even if it's the size of the tiniest surah of the Holy Quran. If you have doubt in that, if you think really that this is by a human being, then you as a human being, that you think you have more knowledge because you are literate, you have learned how to read and write, then you put together one surah. وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And you don't have to do it alone either. You're saying this individual did it himself. You ask whoever you want, all your helpers, and invoke your helpers, as it's been translated, besides Allah, should you be truthful. If you're truthful, if you're really, really seriously doubting if this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're not playing around, because what they were doing, they were playing around with that. In other words, they did realize that this is different. That's why sometimes they said he's a magician. He is putting spells on people. They did realize that this is different. They didn't want to believe that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the verse says, if you seriously are doubtful of this, and you're not trying to play around, then try it yourself. Try to put a surah together. If you can't do it, which the following verse says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. And if you do not, and you will not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that I know, I'm the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has revealed this to the Holy Prophet, and he knows nobody else can do that. So he says, if you don't, if you're not able to make another surah like it, and you will not, then beware the fire whose fuel will be humans and stones. If you're truthful, try it. If you can't, then you should realize that this is different. This is not from a human being. And you should fear that what has been told to you in this book of God, which is that there will be hellfire for those who do not believe in this, you should be aware of that and respect this and believe in it and worship the Lord through the teachings of this holy book. And at the end it says, "U'iddat lil kafirin." This nar, this fire, that the fuel is or will be the humans and stones, is prepared for the faithless. So if you do that, if you're really truthful, you should realize that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in it. Otherwise there is hellfire which has been prepared for the faithless. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our faith and belief and enable us to worship Him the way He's worthy of. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin.